yes, Lord. Oh, at the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Yes, Lord, there is power. Oh, there is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing with me to the top at the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that
Hallelujah.
I see.
Sing that again. We sing at the center, Lord.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
One more time we sing at the center, Lord.
At the center of it all.
Hallelujah. Oh, for there is power.
There is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As we lift our voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that
Hallelujah.
I see.
Sing it again.
There is power in your name.
Oh yes, Lord, miracles.
Miracles happen in your name.
As we lift our voice.
As we lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. Jesus, we praise your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. See it again at the center of it all.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Yes, Lord, you are the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
See it again. Oh, you are, Lord, you are.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
One more time we sing at the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see.
Hallelujah. Oh, for there is power.
There is power in your name. Miracles happen in your name. As you lift your voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the greatest, Lord. You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. Oh, you are greater, greater than the greatest, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the greatest.
Oh, you are Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest.
You are singing, you are bigger, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest.
One more time we sing, oh, you are bigger, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher.
Here we go. Yes.
You are bigger.
Oh, we sing Jesus.
We thank God for his faithfulness. At the center of it all, it's you that I see. And we're celebrating the Feast of Tabernacle. And the tabernacle itself represented everything that the Lord Jesus Christ is meant to be for us. And so in real terms, when we talk about at the center of it all, it's you that I see. We're talking about the one who came to tabernacle with us. We give God praise for his faithfulness. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We are thankful for the gift and the grace that you have richly bestowed upon our lives. Today we are gathered here once again in honor of your name, celebrating this feast, your feast, the Feast of Tabernacles. Father, move mightily in our lives and do extraordinary things in us and with us. We believe you for miracles tonight. You have given us your word. You said to us, let God arise. And Lord, oh God, we understand that this statement, let God arise, is not only a declaration of ourselves declaring to you, oh God, arise, but rather you saying to us, let me arise. So Father, today we ask, oh God, that whatever it is that is in our lives, that is not letting you be God in our lives and in our community, in our society, in our families, in our businesses, wherever we are. Lord, oh God, let every such thing be removed by the authority of your word. And Lord, oh God, hinge yourself, O God, into our lives. So, Lord, O God, that every aspect, every turn, every movement that we make, Lord, O God, demonstrates, O God, the fullness of your authority. For, Lord, we are here, ready to be rooted and grounded, planted in the fullness of your splendor, so that the fullness of the good of God can be made manifest in us and through us. So let it be unto us according to thy word. Make your word happen in us, Father. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we'll thank you, Lord, for the word that we will receive tonight. For it shall be your breath, the breath of God, infusing us and causing us, O God, everyone, to rise up in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, O God, in Jesus' name, I declare today that even as your spirit, your wind of your spirit blew in that valley of dry bones, and all of those dry bones came back to life, so let it be unto us now. May we come alive, rising in the authority of your word, declaring, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Blessed be your holy name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. We give God praise for his faithfulness. Tonight we have a very special man of God. A son that is doing great and mighty things in the land of Israel. With all of the battle and the warring going on, he is there, standing. He's a man who's received many precious awards, recognized by the government for his faithful work and demonstration of love to the people of Israel. Today, I celebrate him with thanksgiving. I don't see his picture yet. I don't see him. Can you put him up so I can chat with him a while? All right. Pastor Jeremiah Dairo. You know, every time I see your name, I think of Ike Dairo. But you are not him, you are you. So we give God praise for you. And I just want to thank God for your life and the testimony that you and your wife are in the land of Israel. You are moving and shaking things in that land. And, you know, every time I come into that land, I want to see you. I want to come to your church. And here, there you are gathering the saints from everywhere. They're coming from everywhere to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And today I just want to celebrate you. I remember talking with you maybe about 2 weeks ago. And I told you about this feast. And he says, I want to be involved in that. I said, you're willing to speak? He said, yeah. I said, you know it's going to be very early in the morning for you. What's your time now? About 2 a.m.? Something like that? I can hear you. What happened to his sound? And what's happening to our sound here? Unmute yourself. It says you're muted.
Okay. About 3 a.m. right now, sir.
3 a.m. Wow. Yes, this is going to be a message of love, and you're wide awake with resurrection life. And so something, I'm having a lot of feedback here.
just tune me down a little bit, if that's what. Okay. All right. We're ready for the word of the Lord that is placed in your mouth for us today. I know that you can't be in Israel ministering the word of God without having the oil of God, the oil of the Father on your head, and you're doing the work of God, and we want to tap into that which God has placed in your mouth for us today in this very special feast of tabernacles. Well, Pastor Dairo, take it, and I'll be back when you're ready.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Aksamaya Bekulam, I just want to thank God for our daddy and mommy, for the love they have for us, every time checking on us, making sure that we are okay in the land. And we thank God for knowing you, sir, for all these years. And we thank God that at the same God will continue to uphold you and protect you and mommy, sir, in the mighty name of Jesus. Today is a very special day in the land of Israel because it's time for celebration. Sukkot means to celebrate, to come before God to celebrate. And we thank God for how God has been making sure that during this feast, the enemies of Israel are going down and they will go down in the mighty name of Jesus. This is a very powerful topic. Let God arise. But before I jump into it, I would like us to pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you because this is the time that you are prepared for we to hear your word. As your word will be coming forth, people that will be listening from around the world, Father, let there be a new beginning in their lives. Whatever has been going on, let God arise. And when you arise, things never remain the same again. Thank you because you're a good God. That everybody will not go back the same. Everybody will be touched in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. 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 I would like to, first and foremost, explain to us what is Sukkot. Sukkot started exactly yesterday, and today is Friday, and 2 days ago, and which is Thursday. Wednesday evening is more or less like a Friday. And yesterday was the main holiday. And God told them to pass through it for 7-8 days. Why? Because there is something he wants them to understand. Sukkot is a time that God wants us to dwell in a boat, in this tabernacle, every tabernacle, just like our daddy has said, so that we can remember that there was a time, no matter how rich you are, no matter how poor you are, no matter this, your financial status, no matter your education, everybody here, it has been a commandment to dwell in that booth, Sukkot. Why? Because to know where you are coming from. And once you know where you are coming from, you will always know where you are and you know where you are going. So in this, our journey of life, our Lord Yeshua, I was telling the church, last week he had what we call the atonement, which is very, very important holiday, Yom Kippur. I told them that if our Lord Jesus Christ is still alive, he will participate in this holiday. So every child of God, everybody was supposed to participate. And what is the purpose of this participation? Everybody must be on fasting. 24 hours fasting. Why? Because He wants us to ask God for forgiveness. This is between you and God. You and God. Rosh Hashanah is between the people you have offended. You go to them, people that you have offended. But this Yom Kippur is between you and God. And everybody is expected to put on white. Everybody is expected to be sober. Everybody is supposed to be in his presence. Why being in his presence? Because when we're in his presence, we have the fullness of his glory. Then from there, we move into Sukkot. Why this Sukkot? Very, very important. Because he wants us to enter that Sukkot and during those 7 days to be with him on celebration, according to Leviticus. Why must we celebrate? Because the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Yeshua, he wants us for it to be in victory. We must learn to celebrate. We must. Every one of us must learn to celebrate. Every battle ahead of us, we must learn to celebrate. Every challenge upon us, we must learn to celebrate. When you celebrate, you are telling the enemy that he can't do nothing. When you celebrate, you are telling the enemy, despite the punch, despite whatever has happened, you can't do nothing. And the same to the children of Israel. Any rocket that fall, anything that destroyed before you come there, the next day that house has been built, has been rebuilt. Life goes on. They never stop. No Jewish person always talk. No Jewish person always be allow people to pity him. No. We must learn this, that this is what Yeshua wants us to do, to always celebrate. People that celebrate always end up in victory. Coming to the topic, let God arise. As I was believing God, asking God that which of the scriptures will I use? And God asked me to go to Daniel. Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2. There was a time Daniel was in the foreign land. There's a king called King Nebuchadnezzar. This king had a dream in Daniel chapter 2. And he could not sleep. The dream made him not to sleep. Today, whatever has been making you not to sleep, it will come to an end in the mighty name of Jesus. Every sickness, every pain, every frustration upon you, upon your children, upon your grandchildren, to them must come to an end in the mighty name of Jesus. This king could not sleep. As he could not sleep, he called the charges, he called the magicians, he called the sorcerers, and he said, this is the issue. I want you people to come and interpret what I have dreamed. And say, your king, tell us this dream. And they say, no. This time around, it's a different case. What do you mean by different case? Say, this time around, you people are going to tell me my dream. And you people are going to interpret it for me. Then they told me, it has never happened like this. And there's no God that can explain this. And the king said, okay, if that's the case, every person, every one of you will be killed. And lo and behold, there are children of God in every battle. There are people that God has separated. I believe everybody watching tonight, God has celebrated us for this purpose and for your generation. And you shall conquer in the mighty name of Jesus. I say you shall conquer in the mighty name of Jesus. There's people that God has celebrated. They started to kill. And when they came to Daniel, Daniel said, what is happening in Ariel? See, Ariel decided to tell him that this is the issue. And he said, can you please tell the king to hold on? This is an issue. God needs to arise in this situation. Because we cannot go down with them. We are unique. We are different. God must intervene. God must arise. We cannot die with them. We are serving the living God. We are Jews. We know the God we are serving, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If others are going down, we can go down with them in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, no, we can't go down with them. Please tell the king, go back and tell the king they should give us 2-3 days. Let us go back to God. Let us go and inquire. God must arise in this situation, in this conference, before the end of this conference. Whatever has been your issues, I decree and declare in the name that is above every other name, that name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jesus will arise in that situation in the mighty name of Jesus. I say he will arise in that situation in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter where you are working. It doesn't matter if it is your health. It doesn't matter if it is your children. It doesn't matter whatever it is, your finances or whatever is your career or your education. I said Jesus will arise in the mighty name of Jesus before the end of this conference. Moses found it difficult. He was in the middle. Then I said, look, let's get it right. Let's get it right now. They went back to God. They prayed. And when they pray, and God is out to show him with his companion, and they call out and say, now it's time for we to go back to the king. Let's go and meet the king and want to talk to the king. When God arrives, you are confident. I don't know where you have been weak before. After this conference, you'll be more powerful, you'll be more confident. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever has been pulling you down can never pull you down again in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God will come as come on, and the other speaker that will be coming on, and the God will move in that situation in the mighty name of Jesus. All you cannot do is just release your faith. It shall be done. Release your faith. We are serving a God that when it arises, nobody can stop him. He's unstoppable because he's the creator of heaven and earth. When he uproots, nobody can uproot. And when he chooses to plant, nobody can uproot. Daniel and his companion went to the king and said, lo and behold, the king, your majesty, it is not we that have the interpretation, but it is God. It is God. Your victory belongs to God. Before you are born, God has already known that you'll be in this situation in this particular time. It's a precious year. The children of Israel have just entered a new year. 5, 7, 8, 5. 5 means grace. 7 means new beginning. 8 means, 7 means completion. 8 means new beginning. And 5 means grace. Calculate everything. 25. That 12 plus 13, 25. What happened when you calculate everything? 12, 13. A king was transformed. And today, this year, there will be a transformation in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. This conference, there will be transformation in your journey of life in the mighty name of Jesus. Lo and behold, they spoke and they began to interpret what has never happened. They began to tell the king the dream he had. They break it down to him and they began to give him that result. Today, I'm here to tell you, whatever look as if it is impossible, wherever they have cooked it and said for you it is impossible, as I kneel upon this holy altar, it will be possible for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every area the doors has been closed, I command those doors to be open for you in the mighty name of Jesus. When God arise, nobody can stop you. When God arise, you are on front, not backward again. Let God arise, nobody can ever shut your mouth again. In the mighty name of Jesus. The mouth of your children, nobody will shut them again. In the mighty name of Jesus. The mouth of your businesses, nobody will shut them again. In the mighty name of Jesus. The mouth of your spiritual growth, nobody. Of your ministry, nobody. God The same God that said, who are these? The same king began to say, this is now the God that we are going to serve. When God arises, situation bow. What looks as if it is dead will become a lifting stone for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. These are the people that they have come to kill. But the same people that now that they have been lifted up. When God arises, that position, places you have never been to, doors that have never been opened, connections you have never met, God will begin to do it for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. This is the God we are serving. He did it for Moses. He did it for Moses in Exodus chapter 2. When the mother gave birth to Moses, and there was a big word from the king Pharaoh that every male child must be killed. And the mother looked at this and said, no, God must arise in this situation. God must arise in this situation. I say it doesn't matter what the doctors have said. It doesn't matter the report of the doctors. God will arise in your situation in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter the pain. It doesn't matter how long that situation has been there. I've been believing God for husband. I've been believing God for wife. God will arise in this conference in the mighty name of Jesus. Those doors that have not been opened, God will open those doors. God will arise in the mighty name of Jesus. When it arises, everything bow. Everything. The mother of Moses said, no. God, you must arise. She could not hide this child anymore. She could not do anymore. What you could not do anymore, you hand it over to God. You hand it over to God. She went and put him where? In the river. In the river. And now look at the way God decided to arise. The daughter of Pharaoh, Mosara Kandarama, Yirika, Manda, Yirika. When God wants to arise, your ways are not his ways. Your ways are not his ways. Said the way heaven is higher, so is my way with you. When God wants to arise, forget about your head, forget about this small head. No! There's a small situation that happened in the land of Israel. As the president of all the African pastors, by the special grace of God in Israel, we are confronted with an issue. Almost 10 churches, we are closed down. And now they have given notice to another 15 churches. And almost 10 churches now, everybody, and I'm the president. It was a big issue. A big challenge. I went to the mountain. I said, God, it's time for you to arise in this situation. There is no way any church will be closed down again. Never. We are calling your name. We are calling your name. We are calling your name. I gathered all the pastors. I said, let's go and pray. Let's go and fast. Let's go back to God. In less than 2 weeks, God arise. The policy was changed. I don't know which policy has been set for you. God will arise in this conference in the mighty name of Jesus. I said, God will arise in this conference in the mighty name of Jesus. The way they think they will pull you down, today is over in your journey of life in the mighty name of Jesus. They would never. In Moses' case, they couldn't succeed. They tried everything. The daughter of Pharaoh came in and said, where is the mother? This must be a child of the Jews. This must be. But despite what the father have said, I'm going to stand and nullify his word. And I'm going to bring this child. The child that has been permitted to kill, but the daughter said, I am going to stand and bring this child back to where Pharaoh will be the one that will train him. When God arises, your enemy, people that want to kill you, they'll be the one that will celebrate you in the mighty name of Jesus. Pharaoh has no choice than to train a child that the mother said, let God arise. This is a very, very powerful topic. Very, very powerful topic that God gave our father. When God arises, it doesn't matter how many months remain in 2024. Whatever your name has been marked on, whatever has been your blessing, whatever you need to achieve before now to the end of 2024, you shall achieve them in the mighty name of Jesus. We are serving a God that when you call him and you release your faith, you will arise in that situation. It doesn't matter how long you have been looking for that thing. The God we are serving is the God of 24 hours. When God arrives in less than 24 hours, you see the way he is going to bulldoze, he's going to shovel, he's going to prove himself in your life. When God arrives, God will arise in that situation. That battle you are in, that pain that you could not tell anyone, God will arise in the mighty name of Jesus. When you choose to arise, when he chooses to arise, when he chooses to arise, he laughs at the enemy. Psalm 2, he laughs, he laughs, he laughs, he laughs, he laughs, because all their conspiracy will be nothing. I don't know any conspiracy against you. I don't know any gang up against you. I don't know whatever they have planned against you. I don't know what they have gossiped against you. I don't know whatever they concluded against you. I'm here to tell you, God will arise on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. God will arise. God will arise. I say God will arise. I say God will arise. I say God will arise in your situation in the mighty name of Jesus. We are serving God. He did it for Esther. 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 Who was she? But when God decided to arise, when God decided to arise, she was the one that was favored. I've told you, when God arises on your behalf, when God arises on your behalf, you are coming from the back seat. You come to the front seat in the mighty name of Jesus. From unknown to become known in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how many acts will be on you. When God arises, everybody will begin to favor you in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody will begin to like you. Wherever you go, you begin to favor in the mighty name of Jesus. When God arises in this family of Joseph, he had a dream. He had a dream. He saw them bound down. And they were laughing. And he had another dream. And he saw his parents now bound down. And they were laughing. But did it come to pass? Yes. When God chose to arise, the day he chose to show up, he said, close the door. Now he opened himself and said, I am Moses. I am Joseph, your brother, that you sold. You plan it for evil. But God have arise on my behalf. Today I'm in a position that whatever I choose to do with you, I can do it, but I'm not going to do it. Instead, I'm going to do what lift you up. When God arises in your situation, it's not you to fight that battle again. No, that battle has been won in the mighty name of Jesus. When God arrives, that battle has been won. Joseph. Say, I am Joseph. When God arrives, is it Daniel? Is it Jonathan that we are going to talk about? Is it the same David that we are going to talk about? That the plan, Saul plan, but God arise on his behalf. God arise. God, arise. Even when he had opportunity to kill Saul, he said, no, I will never touch God's anointed one. No, because I know the God I'm serving. When God arise, you know, one thing for sure, just continue to live and faithful, holy life. Live a life of integrity. Pray. Hold on to the scriptures. Be faithful. Just like in this month of Sukkot. It's the time of giving. It's the time of offering. It's the time of you come to the house of God with your vows. You come to him with your vows. You come with him with your vows. You come with him with your offering. You come with him. Come to him. And see how God will move on your behalf. See how God will turn things around. I hear this voice. I can see everything turning around. Everything turning around. Everything turning around for your good. You can see everything turning around. Everything turning around. Everything turning around for your good. By the special grace of God, when God is there to turn things around, say when? He's on Zion, Mount Zion. He turns things around. He turns things around. He turns things around. Every pain, every sorrow, God will arise in the mighty name of Jesus. Every power that said no, that your prayers will never go up, they will never be answered, God will step in. God will step in and arise. Every time you have been spending in prayers, those prayers are not in vain in the mighty name of Jesus. I remember our grandfather, Maurice Olulo, great memory. Blessed memory. He said, every prayer never hang on the ceiling. Every prayer I've been praying will be answered. Or has been answered. Tonight, God will arise on every of your prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. There's no forgotten prayer, no. There's no forgotten fasting, no. There's no forgotten worship, no. God will let them arise. And they begin to fight for you. They begin to go ahead of you. They begin to make every crooked way straight for you in this season, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's a new season. It's a new season. You have to be smart enough. You have to be smart enough to know the season. And the Bible said the children of Issachar, they know the season and they know the time. They know. So you must understand the season now that God has given our Father this powerful to let God arise. Hey, let God what? Arise. Let God what? Arise. And when it arise, you see whatever look as if it is impossible become impossible in the mighty name of Jesus. Every area you have been sweating, Every area you have been struggling, I can hear divine sound telling you that your season has come in the mighty name of Jesus. Your time has come in the mighty name of Jesus. Your time of laughter has come in the mighty name of Jesus. God told Sarah, his name shall be called what? Isaac. Laughter. For how many years there have been? But when God arise, things turn and situation change. When God arise, a nation that everybody thought they are going to lose will begin to be on the winning side. Example, Israel. When God arise, a nation confronted with seven wars. Seven! But when God arise, not the power of their might, no. But God himself in heaven. When he arise, he do it in a way that everyone will know that he is the one in action. Everybody will know that, yes, this can only be God. When God arises, he proves himself. He proves himself. He shows himself. He go ahead of himself. He go ahead of himself. When God arises as a family, you may be back. You may be in a deep situation. That situation may be as if you have come to the end of your road. But you suddenly, you see God making a way where there seems to be no way. So shall it be for you. Every family, wherever you are, it shall be so to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. When God arises in the church, when God arises in the congregation, you begin to share different testimonies. Divine testimonies. Divine breakthroughs. Divine breakthrough. Divine answers. Divine prophecy coming on. Divine result coming on. Divine people moving in their spiritual promotion. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. When God arise, a community that has been written off, a community that has been written off, you see that community coming back for Jesus. You see that community coming back for Jesus. You see revival taking place. You see people returning back to God. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus when God chooses to arise. No power stop him. No power stop him. He said it. When the children of Israel are going to pass through Kadesh Barnea, they're about to pass through Kadesh Barnea. And the king, Sion, said they will not pass. Every king, Sion, in your life, every king, Sion, in your life, in your family, in your ministry, in the journey of your life, in the life of your children, in the life of your grandchildren, every king, Sion, in that community today is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Every king, Sion. The king of Sion said, no. So let us pass. Whatever we take, we are going to buy. Even the water we are going to pay. Say no. But when God chooses to arise, when God chooses to arise, they did not just pass, they conquer. I can see you stepping into territories from today. In the mighty name of, after this conference, I can see you stepping into territories, claiming territories in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever it has been hiding, God will begin to make a way. Every fallow ground will begin to be possessed in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the God we are serving. When God chooses to arise, say, let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. And what happened is enemies were scattered. They were scattered. Why would they scatter? Because he has chosen to arise. He has chosen to arise. Once I said, lion. From the lion tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ made two companions, two examples. One lion, the second one eagle. Lion and eagle. Lion and eagle. When lion rose, when lion rose, when lion rose, every animal in the jungle was bowed. When God arrived, every power must bow. Because we are serving the living God. We are serving the God that said, call me in times of trouble and I will answer you. I don't know which situation you are in. You are believing God in this conference. I stand as a servant of God. I stand as a servant of God. The same God that did it for me here in Israel will do for you in the mighty name of Jesus. The same God that wiped away our tears here in the land of Israel will do for you in the mighty name of Jesus. What look as if it is impossible, God will make it possible. Why? Because you are serving the living God. He wants to be glorified. 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 He said, I honor my name. I honor my word more than my name. I honor my word more than my name. I honor it. He wants to be glorified. You have said it. Say once, twice you have written that all power belongs to him. You honor his word more than his name. You honor his word. So when he told you, I'm going to arise, our Father did not just give, no. It is from the deep. It's from the deep of the spirit. It was from the deep of the spirit, just like when Jesus Christ was on this earth. He asked, what do people say? What do people say I am? Who do people say I am? Who? Some people say, oh, you are Prophet Isaiah. Oh, some people say you are Jeremiah. Oh, some, there's somebody from the spiritual realm, pick it, which is Peter, and say, you are the Son of the living God. You are Lord. And Jesus can look at him and say, no, this thing was not given to you. But me, I know it was given to you from, you have decoded it from the spiritual realm. Upon shall build my kingdom. So our Father has given, God has given this topic. Let God arise. Our situation must bow. Those pains must go. As you release your faith, I'm about to pray with you. I've been on fasting and prayer. I'm about to pray with you to release it on you. That no matter what you are passing through, in this conference, you can't go back the same again in the mighty name of Jesus. In this conference, there must be a breakthrough for you in the mighty name of Jesus. In this conference, you must have a solution in the mighty name of Jesus. In this conference, you must come out with your testimony. You must. You must. And I came back with a testimony. When the angel looked at Sarah, he said, by this time last year, Mosari Kandara Majirika, Mandari Mosoko Kandar Yirika, by this time last year, Yirika. It doesn't matter what they say, you don't have. By this time next year, Yirika. It doesn't matter what is that obstacle. By this time next year, you come back with your testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. You come back rejoicing. You come back in this feast of Sukkot dancing and say, God has done it for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hear your children. Father, you gave me this word to deliver to them. And you say, as they release their faith, some issue cannot go through by fasting and prayer. Father, I've been on fasting and prayer concerning this program. I shall release my faith, and they release their faith with the faith of our father and mother. Tonight, let there be a supernatural breakthrough in their situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know that say God in heaven, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Bible, the God of Israel, let it show up in their situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every pain be charged. Let every stoppage be flow. Let every door that has been closed be opened. Let every answer be yes in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everywhere that have been crying, those that are here, those that are not here, those that are connected to this holy altar. Father, let there be a testimony in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be a divine touch in their lives in the mighty name. Let them know that yes, that's a deposit. Just like you told Elisha, told Gehazi. He said, let him go to River Jordan and dip himself 7 times. And he will know there's a God in Israel. He will know. Father, I release this special anointing from here. Let there be a divine acceleration breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Divine answers, divine result, instant testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus, so that they can know there's a God in Israel. There's a God of Israel. There's a God of the Bible that is alive. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray it. Amen and amen and amen and amen. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow, what a word tonight.
Hallelujah.
Our God is risen. He's rising up on the inside of every one of us to do extraordinary things. I received that powerful anointed word. While you were sharing the word, my hands kept on going up, receiving and embracing that which Father has placed in your mouth for us. The word that you have spoken shall not fall. Amen. It shall prosper in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. I don't know if you are holding on to this word. The God who said, you know, Pastor Jeremiah, you know, each year the Lord gives us the promise, a prophetic word for the year. And we celebrate the feast, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot, these three fall feasts. And I said, what are we going to call it? He says, let God arise. I said, okay, that's for Rosh Hashanah. What about for Yom Kippur? He says, the same thing. I said, okay. What about the Feast of Tabernacles? He says, the same thing. That's all I'm saying. He says, that's all I'm saying.
Amen.
I said, okay. We'll go for it. And you mentioned just a moment ago, it's the year 5785. Rosh Hashanah, I told you guys, I said, this number starts with 5, ends with 5. It's the number of grace. Are you ready for this? Are you ready? 5 + 7 + 8 + 5 = 25. 5 × 5 = what? 25. We are stepping into our 2025, and God is saying, it's all grace. It's all grace. If you haven't gotten it, get it. It's all grace. God is going to rise for you. God is going to rise for me. God's going to rise for Pastor Jeremiah. God's going to rise for his church.
Amen.
Amen? He is empowering us so that we can drive through all the challenges of 2028 going to 2030. He told me, he said, don't give up on 2030. Don't give up on it. The enemy wants to do his thing. He says, but don't give up on it. Blast through it. And in 2025, he is fortifying us. I don't know if you're getting it. He is fortifying us. We are going to run through the troop and leap over walls.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. But you got to let God arise. Take off all the mess. Let it go. I heard you loud and clear when you were talking about, you know, Yom Kippur and the whole issue of offense and forgiveness and all of that and dressing white. Actually, I dressed in white. The Lord says, get dressed in white. And I dressed in white and came. I still have some white here anyway. God has something on his mind. And what a powerful word today. You know, when you were talking about Daniel and the king, dreaming dreams and not understanding and forgetting it, and says, okay, you come and you tell me my dream and then interpret it. The sorceress, that's not how it works. You're supposed to tell us the dream, and then we will interpret it. Say, no, I'm not doing that. You're going to tell me my dream? And then interpret it. And as you were talking about that, as you were saying that, I heard the Spirit of the Lord. He said, this is where I'm taking my church to, where you'll be able to tell people, see their issue, and resolve it. Amen. Hallelujah. I receive that word. Amen. And let every man, every woman of God all over this globe, wherever this video is being streamed, and tap into this. God has something extraordinary for you.
Amen.
Take it. Amen. And be all that Jesus Christ our Lord says we can be in Him. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so very much. I know it's quite late for you, but we really, really appreciate you, and we receive the word that you have declared unto us today from the Father. He holds His word above all His names, as you declare to us tonight, and I know that He will do exceedingly far beyond anything we dare ask or think. God has every one of us on His mind. And I thank you, Pastor, that you took this commission seriously, and you spent time praying about it and receiving the thus saith the Lord word for us. We receive that word, and it is changing our lives for His glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'll let you be. And I want to say to the saints, it's time for us to honor God. It's time for us to honor God. Honor God in our giving. The Lord said something to me about this particular feast. He says, I want you to receive this offering, and I want a good half of it to go to the land of Israel. And I want you to sow, you know, with an impetus in your spirit to declare war on the enemy's war and see captives set free. We have to see lives transformed and the glory of God revealed like never before. Amen? So tonight, do due diligence and give. Just sow into God. This is that time He says that we should not come empty-handed. So, He's going to speak over your offering. Don't be shabby with your giving. If there's a time that you should really do something, it is during this feast. Amen? Just do it. Just do it. You will have, like He said, a testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the transformative word that we have received tonight. And we thank you, Lord, O God, for the compelling grace that draws us into your presence and causes us, O God, to humble ourselves before you so that we can receive the exaltation that comes from you. Your word says to us that you are the God who will speak and bless our seed sown. You will multiply it. So tonight as we sow our seeds, Lord, O God, let it be greatly multiplied. Let it touch the people of Israel. Let it touch the people here. And let lives be transformed all around. Speak to every heart and bring us to that place where we receive of you manifold blessings
unstoppable blessings, blessings that establish us. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for grace, grace, grace. We speak to every mountain. Grace, 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 and all mountains bow to the authority in that name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Those of you online, the information that you need to sow is right up. Use it. Those of you that are here, give accordingly, and let us all enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, tomorrow night at 6:30, we will be here once again. We'll hear the word of the Lord to us. And we're going to have another guest speaker in the next few days that's going to speak to us also with a prophetic voice. So be ready. Be ready for all God has for you. Amen? And invite somebody else to join you. And let us enjoy the goodness of the Lord together. God bless. And good night. Well, let me